Joe Pride's now joining us, the trainer of Terra Vista, the world's best sprinter off the ratings. Good morning to you, Joe.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
The weights have been released for the Newmarket, as I said earlier, and I guess there's no surprise. Lincoln Rupee, top weight, 58.5. I think we all knew that. Terra Vista, a couple of kilos under.
Yeah, it's amazing. Four Group 1s, only worth 2 kilos, eh?
I think probably Lincoln Rupee, do you reckon off its win, should have got a penalty off its first up win, Joe?
Look, I mean, I'm not a handicapper, but I thought everyone in Australia seemed to be pretty impressed by it, except for the handicapper.
Yeah, he didn't alter it, did he, off the 58.5?
No.
No. So you're 2 kilos under. You've beaten Lincoln Rupee the last start for Terra Vista. How do you see it being only 2 kilos?
Look, I'm not sure that that's going to be the difference, but it just doesn't give me much room to move with my horse and going forward. Like, I would imagine if I won this race, the Newmarket, and, you know, I win another 3 Group 1s after that, I don't think I'll be getting into the race next year with 58.5. So it just makes them hard to place some handicaps once they've won a weight for age race. That's what my bloke's done now. So hopefully the handicap is as generous next year.
Yeah, exactly. I guess you've just got to... Well, the horse has got to come back and do it, hasn't he?
He does, yeah. That's the big question. But look, he's in great order. I'm really pleased with him. He's improved every preparation he has. He's had in his life so far, so there's no reason to think he won't go forward again.
Do you feel, with everything that you've done this prep and the last trial where he really did find the line in that trial, you've got him where you want him now?
Yeah, and no, I'm very happy with him. It's been a slow, steady build-up to this. You know, I know how good this horse is fresh. It's been a very intentional plan to go into this race first up. I realise history is against us, but I'm not sure too many Terra Vistas have lined up first up in this race.
No, exactly. I note you've got a few nominated for Saturday at Randwick, Kuro, Target Insight, Tiger Tees, Rain Affair. How's it look for all of those at this stage?
Yeah, really pleased with them. May just do something a little bit left field with Tiger and put him in the Canterbury Stakes, just sort of saw the lack of nominations there and just seeing possibly an opportunity there. So I've put in a late nomination and he may take his place in the Canterbury Stakes.
Okay, rather than the challenge.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And Kuro, I forgot to ask you about it when a barrier trialled last week. Are you happy there?
Yeah, very happy. He's a real rising star, this horse. Very pleased with him, what he did last preparation. He won those 4 straight and then ran the placing down the straight at his first go at straight racing. I think he's a top-class sprinter in the making. And, he's going to go into this fireball on Saturday. Huey Bowman, the final, and we're going to line up in the Galaxy, all being well.
Looking forward to these. Geez, you're starting to count down the days?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they're really excited. It's a great time of year. Got a fantastic team of horses here behind us, some good support from their owners. And, you know, the staff are working really hard to make sure it all ticks over.
Yeah, no, good luck, mate. Quick reaction to Terra Vista, 56.5. We received that, mate. We'll chat to you later on in the week about your Saturday runners.
Great. Thanks very much, Andrew.
Good on you.